Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
It will remain chilly with flurries in the forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Community Health Centers of Northumberland is expanding their mobile food market to Grafton beginning next Tuesday. People will be able to buy locally grown and raised meats, produce, and select prepared foods such as meat pies and soups at an affordable price. The market is offering single items such as one carrot, a quarter cabbage, or a single meat pie. This is to allow those on a fixed or low income to purchase what they need and remain within their budget. Adam Hudson, community dietitian with the Community Health Centers of Northumberland, says with food prices rising, people need a break.
People do need a break still. The food costs continue to rise. And there's a lot of people out there who, for their own reasons, don't want handouts. They do not want the unfortunate stigma that comes with using a food bank, but they're more than happy to pay for something at what the cost that we're asking for, which increases their dignity, pride, and allows them to shop.
The community mobile food market will be open at St. Andrew's Church in Grafton Tuesday, January 27th from 2 to 3 p.m. Ontario's police watchdog has cleared Cobourg police of any wrongdoing in the arrest of a woman last September. The woman contacted police advising she had engaged in self-harm. When officers arrived, they discovered a laceration to her neck. During the arrest under the Mental Health Act, a struggle ensued. She later filed a complaint alleging two male officers fractured her arm. The SIU determined that the fracture occurred prior to the arrest and that no male officers participated in her apprehension. A chilly but worthwhile fundraiser is taking place in Port Hope next month to help raise money for programs and services for homeless people. The coldest night of the year is seeking to raise $60,000 for a Greenwood Coalition, with the proceeds going to assist people who are hurt, hungry, and homeless. Ben Mills, chair of the event, says his agency is seeing more seniors living out of their vehicles.
There is still an ongoing issue of dealing with people dealing with homelessness in Port Hope. It just doesn't look the same necessarily as what we might see in Cobourg. But like I said, Greenwood does operate great programming in both Cobourg and Port Hope.
Registration for the February 28th event is now open. In sports, the Northumberland Stars junior hockey team are in action tomorrow night. The Cobourg Cougars, Port Hope Panthers, and Trent Hills Thunder all play Saturday. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Do you own a small business that owns real estate? Is your corporate real estate register up to date? What about your register of significant control? Are your provincial annual returns up to date? If you'd like help with any of these compliance matters, call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Oh my gosh, it's been a long summer with so much junk in my garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and cloud today, high minus 4. Cloudy periods with a slight chance of flurries tonight, low minus 12. Cloudy, a good chance of flurries tomorrow, high minus 5. And sunny for Saturday, high minus 16. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.